Children and Trump, post 881. The cruelty is the point. Adam Serwer. These are the first three paragraphs of a story that ran on March 12. A family that was deported to Mexico hopes they can find a way to return to the U.S. and ensure their 10-year-old daughter, who is a U.S. citizen, can continue her brain cancer treatment. Immigration authorities removed the girl and four of her American siblings from Texas on February 4 when they deported their undocumented parents. The family's ordeal began last month when they were rushing from Rio Grande City, where they lived, to Houston, where their daughter's specialist doctors are based, for an emergency medical checkup. This is not an isolated example of Trump-ordered actions directed against the least powerful and most vulnerable. He has shut down pediatric cancer research. He has shut down funding for AIDS prevention and treatment and landmine clearance and Agent Orange cleanup by destroying USAID, our agency for helping other countries with terrible problems, some of which we caused. He ordered $4 billion worth of military supplies to Israel, where Israel is conducting a campaign of ethnic cleansing and extermination against women, children, and civilians in Gaza. He ended the program that tracks thousands of Ukrainian children kidnapped by Russian forces. And yet we are only in the earliest stages of an era when we have been told to forget that a child is a child in a cage or a crib. It will not matter whether that child is chained or caressed, or standing at the wire in a camp, or is being carried across a desert on another's shoulders, or is tucked against a wall trying to escape the fall of bombs. The only thing that now matters is what color the child is and who his or her people are. Wrong color, wrong people, and terrible things might happen to you. In Greek tragedy, the Erinnys, or the Furies, hunted down those who had committed murder within a family. I wonder if some contemporary variation will arise to take vengeance on those who destroy children. What a long list of names is being prepared. Postscript. I've included Surer's story here. I am not alone in thinking it serves as a Rosetta Stone to define Trumpism and MAGA in their most essential identity. I also subscribe to The Atlantic and would encourage anyone with an open, curious mind who cares about democracy to do the same.